Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
What were the awards on last night? Emmys?
The Emmy. The Golden Globes.
They do TV Golden Globes?
TV and movies.
I just saw some clips this morning. I didn't even listen to them. Like, I just saw them on Instagram. The mom from American Pie?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah. What did she win
White
for?
Lotus.
White Lotus, yeah. I watched the whole show.
You did?
Yeah. Wow. I love award shows.
Okay, so White Lotus, I'm just assuming I'm missing something. It hasn't been one that I've been like, I gotta go watch it.
Not even the first season?
I haven't seen anything,
The first season's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine so. I have a lot of friends that like it, so I imagine I probably would too because I'm a little bit like my friends. What is White Lotus about?
It all takes place at one hotel, and it's all these character stories intertwining, so it's... The very first episode, it starts with a murder, and then it works its way back, figuring out how that person died.
And she has a prominent role?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she won for that?
Yeah.
And what was cool about her speech?
She just told, like, a bunch of funny jokes. She's just very, like, off the wall, so I think a lot of people liked it.
Yeah, she seems odd but nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Like, quirky,
yeah.
but somebody you'd like in
real
life.
Yeah, somebody who's had, like, a really long career, so I think White Lotus was kind of her return. So I think it was a cool moment for her, too.
Best miniseries or TV movie went to The White Lotus. Best actress in a miniseries or TV movie went to Amanda Seyfried in The Dropout. Is that what I watched?
Yeah.
About the blood?
Elizabeth Holmes.
You watched the HBO series, though?
Theranos.
I watched Amanda Seyfried, whichever one she was in, I watched that, and I thought she was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
She would like talk like
she
her.
She was just like
and
her.
And she'd do her mouth like that. Yes, I watched the actual documentary.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I watched The Dropout, the show.
I did that and the podcast. I love that.
Same.
All three. You guys watch all three?
Yeah.
Well, and listened.
Yeah. Wow, good for you guys.
But it was over years. Like, it's not like...
I know, but I won't watch The Staircase, the series.
I did both.
Because I'm just like, I already know the story.
It's still...
I started the series. It wasn't very good.
Oh,
did you like it?
I did it because I was just so... consumed with all the different theories that they were throwing out. And then also Dear John's another one where I listen to the podcast and then I watch the series.
Yeah, I didn't do either one of those. I would do podcast and series because that's like book to movie. But I don't know that I would do documentary most of the time and then do acted out because I would do the opposite. I would do scripted, then documentary because it's like I'm learning things for real. Mm-hmm. It's like at the end of a movie when they show the real pictures of people.
You're like, oh, cool.
I'm like, that's awesome. I actually get to see the person's real face. But then to go podcast too, that's like extra, extra level. I have to be really into it.
Yeah, I got obsessed with the Elizabeth Holmes story for a while.
What did you learn from the podcast that wasn't in the movie or the scripted show?
It was like all the stuff that happened in between, like all the inner workings of like the emails that got sent out, like how she knew about it the whole time, but completely dodged it.
Because the great thing about our radio show or a podcast is there's no restriction on time. You can absolutely get in the weeds a whole lot more, especially a podcast, right?
Yeah.
So I guess if you really were into it, that would be the way to do it. Best actor, Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. I watched The Bear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I recommend The Bear?
Yeah, it's a great show.
I mean, the wife is who made me watch it, and then I then took credit and said, everybody should watch The Bear, but it was her. But that's the chef.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on Hulu, I believe.
Yes.
Yes, Chef.
Yeah, I didn't expect to like that, and I really liked that. But the episodes were short.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All these episodes are short now. Even when I watched that show with Michael Scott when he was abducted. Steve Carell.
Thingy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that called?
The Patient.
The Patient, yeah.
I loved it. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
All of it?
All of it.
Did you love it?
Yes.
Me too. And but all the episodes, sometimes you turn out to be 18 minutes. Then it'd be 38 minutes.
I love a 30-minute show right now.
I love a 46-minute show. I don't want a whole hour. I don't need an hour one. But I don't want 30 because then I feel like it's a sitcom. It's so quick.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I like 47 minutes. Best Actress, Quinta Brunson from Abbott Elementary. You know, we watched Abbott Elementary, some episodes of it. I thought it was fine.
Everybody loves that show. I was going to start it because so many people talked about it, and it won so many awards last night.
Where do you watch it?
I think it's just on ABC. I watched it on... Yeah, but it's on... Probably, I think we just talked into the remote.
So it's probably a Hulu if it's ABC.
Yeah, you know what? It was Hulu. I was going to say I talked on the remote and go, boom, Abbott Elementary, and it pops up. But it had to be Hulu. But yeah, we watched it, and it was good. I liked it. It was very derivative of The Office, Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. I like those shows, but I guess I just felt like it. I don't know. It has the guy in from Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah,
I like him. He's a good actor. He's funny, but yeah, I didn't love it. But I probably didn't give it enough time. Kevin Costner in Yellowstone, best actor in a drama. But how much acting does he really do in that show? The show can't be a bigger Yellowstone fan, but. You know, I think we're going to have to shut the ranch down.
Yeah.
That's every episode. It's like somebody winning for Batman.
Or
where's the Joker? There's not a...
Oh, we should win for Batman.
The character is very important, but it's not like you need the biggest range to be that actor.
Right.
Like, I feel like some of the other people are better actors. You know, I think we need to get a new horse. All right, there's Kevin Costner, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Or he's just like standing and looking off into the distance.
I think he's great in it, but I don't know about best actor. There's not a lot of acting. Best actress in a drama, Zendaya. I don't watch Euphoria. You?
Yeah.
Lunchbox likes Euphoria. House of Dragon, best drama. Love it. Couldn't get enough of it. And it wasn't so complicated like Game of Thrones.
Mm.
And I really like Game of Thrones, but I would get lost watching that show. You couldn't look at your phone. Game of Thrones is a show you can't look at your phone during or you'll miss out. You'll miss a whole storyline or where it started. But the good thing about House of Dragon, it's just basically, boom, here's one prequel storyline about the most important people. Easy to digest. Liked it. Movie awards. I don't know these. Best drama, The Fabelmans.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg. Basically a biopic.
About?
His whole life.
About Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, about him as a kid falling in love with movies, about his relationship with his parents. Great movie.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the... Okay. I got some questions about movies off here. But I don't want to spoil your podcast yet. Mike has this Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. You guys check it out. Best actor, Austin Butler and Elvis. We didn't finish it.
Oh, really?
We watched 3/4 of it, and then we meant to finish it. We weren't like, let's turn it off, but then we were never just super motivated to get back and finish it.
Yeah.
I thought he was good. And I guess people still tell him he still talks like Elvis.
He went up there, sounded just like he did in the movie.
He did?
He's kept with that.
Purposefully?
He says it's just the way I talk, but if you look at videos from him like 4 years ago, he does not talk like that.
Cate Blanchett for Tar, or Tar, you know what that is?
No.
The Banshees of... Inisherin, best musical or comedy?
I think it's Inisherin.
Yeah, sure it is. I'm sure I'm wrong.
It's on HBO Max.
You like it?
I'm going to watch it this weekend. It's the one I haven't seen yet.
Best actress in a comedy, Michelle Yeoh for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Best actor in a comedy, Colin Farrell, that Banshees. And best director, Steven Spielberg for a movie about himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So that was last night. That's right up your alley though, right, Mike?
Yeah.
A 23-year-old woman has gone viral on TikTok after she revealed that she and her boyfriend of almost 2 years have never kissed. Quote, we're saving ourselves from marriage, she says in one of the videos on the site. Lunchbox is not in here. I know he'd be doing this. They're stupid. Here's what I want to say about this. I think if it works for them, that's great. That's what a relationship is. It's when something works for two people, regardless of what it is, as long as it's legal and you hurt anybody. But I'm saying if they don't want to kiss, or if they have to kiss every hour in the hour, or they only eat pumpkin pie together, as long as that relationship, both people are gaining becoming better from it, and they want to be in it, I'm all for it. So if they say, this is our relationship, we want to wait because our beliefs are this, great.
Right.
I love it.
It's not bothering us.
Now, is it weird? Yes, but weird doesn't mean wrong.
Right.
And there is a big difference, because weird to me may not be weird to everybody else. So is it weird to me? Absolutely. Is it wrong? No. I support it.
they're just on one end of the pendulum. Like, it could swing the other way where people are like, well, I got to do all of this stuff before I get married.
Every hole.
Yeah. And some people might be like, wait, what? So it just, whatever. Who cares?
Paul McCartney's almost run over trying to recreate the Abbey Road photo. Mm-hmm. You familiar with the Abbey Road photo?
Yeah, it's where they're walking across the white mm-hmm. lines.
A recent return to Abbey Road almost ended poorly. Over the weekend, Paul and his daughter Mary were at the Abbey Road Studios where she asked him to recreate the photo. As he did, a car came out of nowhere and almost hit him. I mean, what?
Oh, the irony in
what
that.
What irony that yeah. would have been had he got hit and died there. It'd have been sad, but also like the place, a very famous place for him mm-hmm. is actually where he died as well. But that's not the situation. They did it for a documentary called If the Walls Could Sing. That story is from The Mirror. National Guard generals fired for ordering troops to take his mom shopping.
What?
A general with the California National Guard has been relieved of duty after he reportedly ordered troops to take his mom shopping. Brigadier General Jeffrey Magrum has also been accused of forcing subordinates to perform other personal tasks, such as making an on-duty National Guard member drive him 120 miles to a dental appointment.
Wow.
And coercing an underling to take his place in a mandatory training session. While Magrum hasn't denied the accusations, he says no one ever complained about running errands for him.
Right.
Yeah, of course they're not. They're the boss.
It just took it too far.
After finding Magrum guilty of the offenses, the National Guard Board has determined he will be involuntary transferred to the U.S. Air Force Retired Reserve. That's from KFIAM 640. A delivery driver steals $14,000 worth of booze in a sophisticated scam. So he stole all this wine that he was supposed to deliver. He was supposed to deliver the goods to customers, but instead made unscheduled stops during his delivery and forced signatures in attempts to cover his tracks. It was supposed to go to these department stores, but there was a tracking device on his vehicle. He made two unscheduled stops. This doesn't sound very sophisticated, I'll be honest with you. He just stopped and put it somewhere else. On May 3rd, he was supposed to deliver two pallets worth like $3,000 each to a company. They never arrived. He later gave a delivery note sporting a forged signature appearing to belong to the customer of his employer. So basically, it's like, I got a note. They signed it. Here. Yeah, so I just gave it to them. If they tricked me, I don't know, but they just signed for what I brought. Mm-hmm. But he had previously admitted to 4 charges of theft and 3 charges of fraud and has been convicted of nine times for 17 offenses. He's jailed 3 years.
Wow.
Jeez, I got stealing all that kind of stuff. Whiskey Raiders. Big computer glitch this morning with flights. Not Southwest exclusive, just in general. So if you've been flying, it's been problematic.
Mm-hmm.
All flights across the U.S. have been grounded. ALL.
That is... Ugh.
And not sure if they're up now. Mm-hmm. I did see it this morning because a caller had called. I didn't get to it in time. But there was a glitch with the FAA's computer system. The FAA said it's working to restore its NOTAM system, which alerts pilots to potential hazards along a flight route.
Golly.
Some 1,100 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been delayed today. And those that haven't been delayed have been canceled. Do you know, Mike, if it's up?
I think some of them are.
That's from Sky News.
But everybody's just still delayed.
That sucks.
One of our bosses, Jen, she had posted a picture from an airplane where on the news she's watching that everything's been grounded and she's on the plane and she's like, wait, what? I'm like, but her plane took off at 7 a.m. Eastern. Oh, well, I'm assuming Eastern because she lives on the East Coast, but I guess she made it.
It beat the broken computer. How would you like to be in the air and the computers go down and can't warn the pilots and you see it on the screen?
I guess as of 2 hours ago, they got people back up.
All? Or they're just a slow rollout
now? Slow rollout.
Man, that is unfortunate.
Okay, so I don't know. She maybe was in L.A. But either way, you're on a plane and the news comes on that everything's grounded.
According to a survey, 80% of people would consider working remotely from a vacation if it meant they could extend the length of the trip. Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
You can stay longer on vacation, you just have to work. That's just you working from an even better place. But then you have to pay.
Yeah.
But then you just have to pay for the
right
trip to stay. But yeah, I get it. I like to go on vacation and work a little bit. Just a little bit. I don't, it's not embraced warmly that I do that. Because I've had some health issues and my wife's like, no working. No working. Because she knows then I want to do this and I get stressed that this isn't working and I got to make sure this is covered. So usually it's just... Usually it's nothing. I still will sneak stuff.
Oh. It's like I'm sneak work.
It's like I'm sneaking cigarettes or something.
Go to the bathroom to send an email.
Yeah. So I do a couple things, but I really don't have done a lot better. Almost none, but occasionally I'll get a text like, hey, we really need to know. And I will handle that.
And you get your fix.
But it's not even a fix. It's just some stuff. It's okay. It's timely. Or it's like, hey, this has come through. Do you want to do this? They need to know by 5 o'clock. Well, I don't want to let that go by if I'm on vacation.
Mm-hmm. It's like you and I are not allowed to communicate over vacation for work things.
Especially because that's all Mike and I do is constantly go back and forth about all kinds of things, but a lot of it's work. And on vacation, we got together just to eat and hang out. And the first thing I said to Mike was, hey, look at me. I didn't even email you one time. Mm-hmm. Look at me. I'm doing good.
Not a one.
Not about work. So that's a tough thing for me, but I'm getting a little better at it. 45% of single men admit they wait for up to 4 months to wash their bed sheets. Another 12% said they do it only when they remember, from the New York Post. Ugh. I consider myself a pretty clean guy, and I wash my sheets a lot when I was single, but I think I probably washed them extra a bit because I had a dog that slept in the bed with me.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to let that be a thing, but there's no chance I would have waited up to 4 months.
Ever.
Mike?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Because I didn't have a washer and dryer in my place when I was single, so could easily have gone 4 months.
Oh,
that's so long.
It has changed since I got married.
Yeah, well, yeah, probably had to. Well,
once a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Us too. The comforters are such a punk to have to clean, though. They take up the entire washer, and then it takes like 2 dry cycles, and then you got to stick it back in that whatever that outer cover is.
The duvet.
Sure, that's what you want to call it. I'm like, why don't we just cover up with this? Who cares? It's not like people are taking pictures of us while we sleep. And she's like, no, we have to put it back in the duvet. This is what people do. They're developed humans put it back. That's why we have a duvet. That's why we bought it. Mm-hmm. Like, well, then we shouldn't buy one. And so if she's gone and I'm doing it, I just throw that on. Or sometimes I'll just sleep on the naked mattress with no cover and cover up with the other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a single guy thing. Mm-hmm. Or I used to put towels down on the naked mattress and then cover up because I couldn't, the fitted sheet, I would be like, I hate putting this thing on.
Yeah.
What?
Huh, I don't know. So that's interesting. It's not that hard.
I don't like it though. And it did seem hard to me.
Okay.
Because you pull one cord, boink, comes off the other.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get it the right way. Yeah. Boink. And then the tag's in the wrong spot.
I love the sheet brands that go ahead and put top or bottom tags on the sheets.
Yeah, I agree.
It's so helpful because it is hard to sometimes tell which is which.
What happened where you said Uber was holding your food hostage?
I sent food to Scuba Steve because he had a baby. And I used Uber Eats, Postmates. They're owned by the same people, whatever. I don't know. And
they are owned by the same people.
Yeah. So I placed the order, but I did it in advance. So I did it 4 days ahead of time before it was supposed to be delivered because I didn't want to forget or anything. And then Scuba calls me. And he's like, hey, there's someone here. And I told him, heads up, this is the time it's going to come. And he's like, hey, this woman's here. She has the food, but she's kind of holding it hostage. Like, she's not going to release it till I give her the PIN code. And I'm like, PIN code? I've never heard of this.
I got hit with the PIN code last week
for the first time. But did you know what it was?
I did. And he was like, can you tell me the PIN code? We have them come in, drop it, same spot. They leave. We go get it. Because there have been too many instances where people get there and they're like, oh, Bobby Bones, can I take a picture with you? And then they know where I live and it's just a security thing. So we have written in the note, drop it here, front, thank you, good tip coming, whatever that is. And so, but the guy called, drop it off, and he calls and goes, hey, I can't just drop it off. I need your PIN number. And I'm like, for what, my banking account? Mm-hmm. I thought it was like a scam or something for a second. And then he's like, no, there should be a number in the app. And I had never seen it before, but then I went and looked at it. But yes, that's what made them drop. But I don't get it every time. How come you got it that time?
I have no idea. This is the only time I've ever had it. And so I was freaking out because I thought, I don't know how to find the code. And Scoob was waiting and, you know. So finally found the code and he gave it and the food was released. And he sent me pictures of them enjoying dinner. And I was like, oh, the stress of that just now. Because I was like, what if I don't find the code? Is she not going to leave the food?
They wouldn't have, I don't think. I think it's to keep people from stealing food.
I think so. I got it for a ride, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Amy, what's on your podcast? What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday was the fifth thing. So Kat DeFada, who's a licensed therapist, she's my co-host for that. And so we talked a lot about how making bad decisions can be good because that's how you learn from them. So experienced people take the bad decisions. So like, don't always beat yourself up if you've made a poor decision. And we talked about, Kat shared like her worst date story ever, which was kind of funny. Because now she's got a boyfriend, but she went on a lot of really bad dates before she found him on Hinge. Mm. And yeah. I really need to get her. They are like a walking Hinge ad. I'm like, why is
Hinge
not?
They also met on Hinge?
They met on Hinge, yeah. And their success story. Like, they're going to get married. It's crazy.
Oh, they're going to get married.
Oh.
Have they been dating that long?
Well, she said in this episode, actually, that he's taking her to New York for their anniversary, one-year anniversary. And I was like, do you think he's going to propose on the trip? And she's like, I don't think so, but
yeah,
I don't know. Well. And then tomorrow, Gracie Moeckler's on.
You guys check that out. It's Four Things with Amy Brown. We have a episode 25 Whistles up if you want to go check that out and subscribe to that. On Friday, 25 Whistles, obviously NFL playoffs, but we have new head football coach at UNLV, Barry Odom, which we're just talking about. What I think is just interesting is when a coach gets a job, like how does it come? Who is the first person that reaches out and says, hey, they want to hire, or is it they want to hire you? Some actors have to audition, some just get the role offered. We talk about that as it is coaches, and then it's like he had to go immediately, so does he just go into an apartment for a while? Like any other job and his family comes later?
Actors?
Yeah, actors. Some actors are just offered jobs. Oh. And some have to audition. I wonder if head coaches, if they're just offered a job or if they have to go interview.
Gotcha.
And
that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that analogy.
Yeah.
Parallel. That's it. Thank you, guys. Hope you have an awesome day. Mike, Movie Mike's podcast. What you got?
My top 10 anticipated movies of the year.
Give me one of them.
Creed 3.
Yeah, I like that. I like it. What's the idea behind it?
It's so Rocky's not in this one anymore. So I'm curious to see how they do that. But it's a guy that Michael B. Jordan's character was friends with early on, went to prison, it came out, and now he's going to fight him.
So is the guy, like, upset?
Yeah, he, like, tries to, like, help him kind of go from being prison into normal life, gets him into the gym, and then the dude has all this, like, built-up aggression towards him. And then
resentment because he got to be famous.
Yeah.
Okay. No Mega Millions winner, by the way. Jackpot keeps growing. This story happens, seems like it's every week now. It's like, new biggest billion ever. So that's the deal. With that being said, we will go. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.